Prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the third chapter of James, we read, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Show your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. Almighty God, we seek to provide laws that assist our people and our judges find easy to enforce. Continue to abide with us in our acquiring knowledge and wisdom, so our efforts lie gently on our fellow citizens and removes that which may be a burden to them. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the Ninth. Senator from Polk. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading in the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully
read.
The
motion, as many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Good morning. Senate Bill 678, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to serious reportable events in health care.
Senator.
Explanation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 679, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 680, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to ordinances adopted by political subdivisions regulating firearms.
Senator.
No explanation, Mr. President. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. I'll send them
forward. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 681, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to the Board of Regents of Northwest Missouri State University.
Senator.
Thank you. Self-explanatory. I look forward to it being fast-tracked through the Education Committee.
Read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 46, introduced by Senator Lager. A joint resolution relating to the Common Sense Obligation to Provide Accountability and Spending Stabilization Act.
Senator.
President, this is my annual spending cap legislation that somehow never seems to make it out of this building, although we're all for fiscal restraint. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 682, introduced by Senator Dempsey et al., an act relating to spinal injections.
Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have some legislation. I have signed this one, one bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 683, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to property exempt from attachment or execution.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary. And in the time that I had that, Mr. President, if you could recognize me, I have another bill.
Send that bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 684, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to a moratorium on the authorization of certain tax credits.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could briefly, for the benefit of the body, this would put a moratorium on the issuance of low-income housing tax credits. Tax credits by the Missouri Development Finance Board, Infrastructure Development Fund, contribution tax credits, and historic preservation tax credits. Mr. President, yesterday I made my announcement that I thought that the governor was going to give us some bad news relative to the current fiscal condition of the state of Missouri. I also mentioned at the time the only thing in state government that continues to grow with double-digit rocket-like expenditure is the redemption of tax credits. Mr. President, I think we're going to have plenty of time to talk about whether or not the governor's budget is balanced with fictitious assumptions in revenue or real dollars. But Mr. President, make no doubt about it, expenditure of tax credits, those are real dollars. I don't know how in the world the governor is going to find $51.5 million in pharmacy Medicaids.
We need to hear the senator from Cape.
I don't know how in the world the governor is going to find $51.5 million in pharmacy improved collections of pharmacy rebates because 10 generic drugs are going to go on the market. I don't know if the governor's got an inside track to Montel Williams and the pharmaceutical industry that's going to help us all of a sudden get $51 million next year through TV savings. We've also, you know, got $191.7 million in other efficiencies that don't in any way, shape, or form change eligibility or benefits within the Medicaid program, but the governor says he's going to save $191 million. We've also got, for the first time, a record assumption that $51.8 million is going to be collected from the tax amnesty plan. Well, Mr. President, there's never been a fiscal note that's been generated by the General Assembly that's come anywhere close to $51.7 million or $51.8 million through passage of a tax amnesty plan. We've got $64.3 million in additional debt collections and other revenue efficiencies. So over $100 million the governor's going to find from people that don't pay their taxes now. How in the world does that happen? We got people that don't pay their taxes now, and we've got a budget that's based with over $100 million of more revenue to the state from people that aren't paying now. I don't know if anybody has tried to collect more money from people that don't have the money or aren't paying the money than this administration. So, Mr. President, once again, we're in a conundrum where our rhetoric is running headlong into the reality of the situation. Either this body, as everyone that was seeking the office to be here, is going to put education funding as our number one priority, or we're going to continue in application through our actions and inactions to put tax credits as our number one funding priority in the state of Missouri. Our inaction for the better part of 6 years has brought us to this day on this issue. The one thing I agree with the governor on, and this is in conjunction with my previous filed legislation to start moving us in a direction to where we can truly have a balanced budget that puts education first. The only real thing that I see in this budget is a forecasted $89 million cut to higher education. And I don't care who you are. There is more economic development associated with an individual getting a degree in higher economics than any tax credit plan that the House can send to the Senate, or that a lobbyist special entry Gucci suit and alligator shoes can send forward to this body. So I hope that we will begin to address this issue, because the time for talk is over and the time for action is here. Thank you, Mr. President. I have another bill.
Send your bill forward, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 685, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to ex parte communications with the Public Service Commission.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. On another topic, I find it very alarming that the chairman, new chairman of the PSC's first action is to wipe away the ethics reforms that the PSC adopted to now allow, again, ex parte communications between whether they're ratepayers or actual utilities that are regulated. The Public Service Commission and public service commissioners should not be having conversations in dark, smoke-filled rooms. If you can't talk about the subjects that a PSC commissioner is talking about with a utility exec or big business in public, open to everyone, that conversation shouldn't occur. And I also see that the chairman, Kevin Gunn, is pushing these reforms in this manner, and I think the General Assembly should quickly rebuff the chairman of the Public Service Commission in his efforts to bring back the practice of ex parte communications between commission members, commissioners on the PSC, and utilities and big business. This should not happen, and this legislation is aimed to prevent the Public Service Commission from repealing those ethics provisions that they have lived under in recent years. Thank you, Mr. President. That's it.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To Andrew Wheel of KOMU News has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President, I move the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives receive the State of the Judiciary address from the Honorable Richard B. Titleman, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.